Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your aging parent has been experiencing memory loss or other signs of cognitive impairment, but they're refusing to get medically evaluated, what can you do? Stay tuned to find out. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Helping Older Parents with Memory Loss, a video podcast series that gives you strategies and information about assisting aging parents who are experiencing memory or thinking problems. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Kernison, board-certified geriatrician and the founder of Better Health While Aging, and also of the Helping Older Parents online programs. In this episode, I'm going to address another frequently asked question about older parents with memory loss, and that is, how can you convince your aging parent to see a doctor for their memory loss if they've been refusing to go? Now, if you've been watching my video series, you've heard me say several times that it's very important that older adults with memory loss get medically evaluated. After all, memory loss and thinking problems are not normal aging. They are a sign of brain malfunction, and so we need a medical evaluation to find out what might be causing the brain to not be working well. However, it is extremely common for people with memory loss to be reluctant to see a doctor for this type of problem. And so, this often becomes a cause of recurring arguments with an aging parent. You want them to see the doctor about their memory or thinking changes, but they get upset when you bring it up, or they think it's not necessary, or perhaps they tell you that this is none of your business. This sometimes leads people to wonder if it really is all that important for their parent to get the evaluation. If you've been wondering that, then please be sure to watch the episode in which I explain the many benefits to your parent and your family of getting an evaluation. And now, let's get back to the practical issue. How do you get them evaluated if they're refusing to see the doctor? So, first and foremost, if your parent is refusing to get evaluated, I would recommend backing off for a bit and then having some gentle conversations to make sure you understand how they see their memory loss situation. For more on how to have these conversations, be sure to watch the episode on how to talk to your parent about their memory loss. But in general, whenever you're feeling stuck with your aging parent, I always recommend that you back off, take a deep breath, and then try to understand them better and try to connect with them. Once you've done that and reflected on what you learned from those conversations, you can try again to step in and have a talk in which you'll be encouraging them to do something or maybe to agree to something. Now, let's assume that you've had some conversations with your aging parent and you've gotten a sense of how they see their situation. As I mentioned in an earlier episode, often the reluctance to see a doctor about memory loss is related to things like these: feeling embarrassed by the problems they're experiencing, thinking it's normal to get memory loss with getting older, thinking that there's nothing that can be done for memory problems in aging, or being afraid that it might be Alzheimer's or another type of dementia, or feeling afraid that they might lose their independence or be told things like that they can't drive or that they'll need to move out of their home or that they'll have to start accepting help. Or, in many cases, the issue can be that they're lacking insight into their difficulties. They are unaware of them or they keep forgetting what has happened. Once you've put some time into trying to connect with your parent to understand how they see their memory loss situation, you should have a better sense of which of those factors is behind your parent's reluctance to see a doctor. And then, to encourage your parent to get medically evaluated, once it's time to step in and see if you can help them with that, you'll want to use approaches that are mindful of what you've learned about your parent. So, for instance, if it turns out that your parent is afraid that the doctor's visit might result in them losing independence, you might want to frame seeing the doctor as something that's likely to help them maintain their independence. Let me now take you through five specific tactics that you can consider when encouraging your parent to get medically evaluated for their memory loss. So number one, frame the evaluation as a way for your parent to achieve their goals. So for instance, if your parent values being able to live in their home for as long as possible, as many people do, you can say something like, "I know it's important to you to stay in good shape so you can keep living here for as long as possible. So let's check with the doctor to make sure we're doing everything we can to keep your mind and body working well." Let me share now tactic number two. That would be avoid framing it as a dementia or Alzheimer's evaluation. These terms are often intensely alarming to people. Instead, consider framing things more reassuringly. For instance, you could say that it's pretty common for people to struggle a little more with their memory and other things as they age, but you've learned that that's often related to medications or certain treatable medical conditions. Remind your parent that getting this addressed early will help them be able to continue to live at home or will enable them to continue doing something that is important to them. Number three is, see if they'll do it as a favor to you. Most people don't like being the person who needs help, but older adults are often willing to do something to help others. So sometimes it works to ask them to do it for you. Be sure to shower them with appreciation and gratitude. Number four is, enlist your parent's doctor as an ally. This can be a good option if your parent has a well-established relationship with a doctor they respect. If the doctor is willing to recommend that your parent come in, that can carry a lot of weight with some older adults. And now for number five, that would be, enlist another trusted person or authority figure to be an ally. Aging adults are often more willing to consider recommendations from someone other than their adult children. So, this could be another family member, a trusted friend, a religious leader such as a pastor, minister, priest, or rabbi, or it could perhaps be a professional such as an attorney or a financial advisor. Just ask yourself, whose opinion does my parent particularly trust or value? And then see if that person would be willing to gently encourage the medical evaluation. So those are five tactics that you can consider. In general, when it comes to encouraging a reluctant older person to get evaluated for memory loss, I think about things like, how can we avoid triggering their fears? How can we be reassuring and encouraging? How can we frame this as a way to help them get something that is important to them? Whose opinion do they already trust and value? So keep those ideas in mind as you encourage your parent to get an evaluation. Now, bear in mind that if your aging parent has memory loss and has been reluctant to see a doctor, it's probably going to take several conversations and efforts at encouragement before you see progress. And remember, always avoid arguing and too many explanations. So, if you don't succeed at first, don't give up. Just give it a little more time and then try again, perhaps using a different tactic. However, in some cases, even when you are using good communication techniques and persisting, some aging parents will still adamantly refuse to get evaluated. If this is the case, you may need to consider whether their memory or thinking problems have advanced to the point at which they are losing their decision-making capacity. Now, questions of incapacity and the related term, incompetence, are complicated, and so I won't be able to cover them now in this video. But if you'd like to learn more, I have an article on better health while aging that covers this topic, which I'll link to below, and I also cover this in my course, Helping Older Parents with Memory Loss. For now, I'll just say that if your cognitively impaired aging parent continues to refuse evaluation despite your best efforts, then the next steps will probably come down to whether it might be justified to override them and what are your options for doing so. This often takes a while to sort out because in my experience, there is generally no easy way to get an older person to do something they really don't want to do. And this can be deeply frustrating for families. If that's you, then I want to tell you something that I think is very important for you to keep in mind while on this journey with your aging parent. And that is this. It's actually not your job to make all the right things happen for your parent. Yes, it would be better for them to get evaluated. And yes, I'm here to encourage you to try to make it happen and to give you some tools that will improve your chances. But in the end, what happens with your parent will often be out of your control. So if you're feeling frustrated, remember to focus on what you can control. And that is how you show up for your parents, how you talk to them, and how you try to help, whether or not it works out the way you hope it will. Your job right now is to care, to show up and accompany your aging parent during this challenging phase of their life, and to learn how to be a better helper. And you're doing that by watching these videos and otherwise learning more about how to help aging parents with memory loss. So, thank you so much for being here today and watching. We geriatricians couldn't do what we do without you. So take care, good luck with your next steps, and I hope to see you again soon in an upcoming video.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.